All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. The end is here for former, and I can say former now, USC head football coach Steve Sarkisian. Sarkisian was in his second season as the head football coach of SC, and he was placed on an indefinite leave of absence by athletic director Pat Hayden due to an ongoing substance abuse problem. Now, USC gave Sarkisian originally the indefinite leave of absence to get things together. He's going through a divorce right now, and I mean, that's never easy for people to deal with. And then, of course, he has a substance abuse problem. You had assistant coaches that were worried when he appeared to show up to a football game, and he was a little out of it. And then he showed up to practice this past Sunday, and he was definitely out of it. And they alerted the proper people at the school in Los Angeles. Now, Clay Helton, for the remainder of the season, will be SC's interim head coach. He did coach USC for one game in 2013. It was their Las Vegas Bowl victory after Ed Orgeron had posted a 6-2 record as USC's interim head coach. And he left because he wanted to be the head football coach at USC after he had replaced Lane Kiffin that season. So this isn't the first time around the block for Clay Helton as an interim head coach with USC. But there is plenty on the table here for USC as they try to get back on track. You look at a USC program that has not won the Pac-10, or it was the Pac-10 then, now of course the Pac-12, since 2008, and that was the next to last year that Pete Carroll was their head coach. You look at the sanctions that USC had to deal with for both 2010 and 2011, then the scholarship reduction for a few years after that. And, you know, they've really gotten lost in the shuffle in the Pac-12, and this was going to be the year that everything came together, the stars aligned in Los Angeles for this club, and they were going to go out there and not only contend for the Pac-12 title, but they were also going to contend for the national title, to the point that I had USC winning the Pac-12 championship coming into this year and then subsequently going on to the college football playoff. It's going to be very tough for that to happen right now because you figure the Trojans have a 3-2 record. They're 1-2 within the conference, and they have two surprising home losses. They lost at home on September 19th to Stanford, and then they lost at home again this past Thursday night to Washington. So you're looking at a club right now, and the schedule for USC got very tough very quickly. You're talking about at Notre Dame this Saturday, which is followed up by a home game at with Utah, who is undefeated, and they're ranked 4th in the nation right now. Then on Halloween, the Trojans find themselves traveling to Berkeley to take on the Cal Bears, and the Cal Bears have been resurgent this year as they are 5-1. That's not going to be an easy game. Follow that up by a home game against Arizona, and this was a team that won the Pac-12 South last season. And then, of course, you look at the last two games of the season for USC at Oregon, and finally at home at the Coliseum against their crosstown rivals in UCLA. But if you're Pat Hayden, USC's athletic director, you already made one splash when you went out and got Sarkisian in 2014 to be SC's head football coach because you were worried about recruiting and getting back on track. You look at the Pac-12 right now, and arguably, it is right up there. You could say second, maybe third best football conference for balance in all of college football. You look at the depth in both divisions, especially in the Pac-12 South, where USC has to compete with UCLA. They have to compete with both Arizona schools, along with Colorado, who's beginning to improve, and Utah. Now, when it comes to the recruits in LA and that Southern California region, for the longest time, USC has just basically been able to go in there and get whoever they want. They're having stiff competition right now from UCLA, and it's been a border war, so to speak. Of course, UCLA playing out there in Pasadena, and then, of course, SC at the Coliseum in LA. But it's a situation. You got to go out there and you have to find a coach who's going to make an impact for this school. And the two guys that come to mind for me, I look at Bronco Mendenhall, the head football coach at BYU. And you look at the success that he's been able to have there since he was BYU's head football coach dating back to his time in 2005. You look at numerous double-digit victory seasons. BYU this season is 4-2, and USC has the money if they really wanted to go after a guy like Bronco Mendenhall. Another guy that should be on USC's radar is Boise State head football coach Brian Harsin. Now, Harsin replaced Chris Peterson in 2013 when he left to become the head football coach at Washington. And in one-plus seasons at Boise State, you look at Harsin last year, the Broncos went 12-2, and they defeated Arizona in the Fiesta Bowl. And this season, they're 5-1. So you look at a team right now in USC, they're in influx. There's plenty of talent there. But if you're Pat Hayden, you have to go out there because USC has one of the top recruiting classes for next season. You have to go out there and find a coach that's going to be able to save the commitments that you have, along with going out there and getting a few more. So if SC wants to be that glamour program on the West Coast that they expect to be, they have to go out there and find a hire that is going to really knock a grand slam out of the park, per se, for USC. But for Sarkisian, I don't see him coaching anywhere in the near future. I think it's just time for him to get his life back on track. And there's no problem with that because all of us go through problems. So this is not a time to sit up there and jump on Steve Sarkisian. You're hopeful that he gets his life together because, like the rest of us, he is indeed a human being. But I think Sarkisian, he's in his early 40s, he will resurface at some time back on the college football scene because he is a brilliant mind. You look at what he did during his time as a head football coach at the University of Washington, and he took that program from nothing and got them back to respectability in the Pac-12 before coming to USC. And he was expected to take a respectable program at USC and put them back on the national stage. Unfortunately, that didn't happen, but you just wish a guy like Sarkisian the best of luck, and USC will go out there and find their guy going forward. Folks, that is going to wrap it up for this edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. And as always, I thank you for tuning in. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 6 in the National Football League. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like us at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.